Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome on in to the Midday Show. Andy and Randy. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael here. First things first, are those new headphones, Randy?
Hump day!
Oh, that
hump
too.
Day!
Second things first.
Damn rookie.
No, they're just a part of the stash that I buy every
year.
Oh,
you've got a stash.
And, you know, from Amazon, you get like 20 of them for like $8. And I'm down to my last pair, the neon green ones. The new pair just is at the mailbox right now. So, yeah, this is the last day, man. Because the other ones, I could barely hear when we had callers.
The past couple days.
Yeah,
you really
I
put
could,
your.
I couldn't yeah. even hear the callers and everything. So you had to clear it up for this New Year's Eve day as we get ready for a big, big, big week. 2 days of obviously college football playoffs getting started tonight. But, I mean, I just looked at it today. It's going to be a lot of damn good games on throughout the day starting at noon as far as college football. If it ends anything like the Alamo Bowl, which was an outstanding freaking game.
Yeah.
But I tell you, I always say this. Because everything, the whole climate has changed now of college football. It used to be one of my favorite bowls.
Just that bowl game itself.
There were always great games in those games as far as the Alamo Bowl. Another one last night. And I saw a funny thing this morning talking about USC. USC broke up the Pac-12 to go 9-4 and lose it to TCU in the Alamo Bowl.
That's right.
Yeah, they pretty much did. Yeah, but yeah, the big boys, it all gets started tonight down in Dallas at Jerry's World as the Canes take on the Buckeyes.
They're going to see some defense in that building finally.
You're going to see, Abe, I don't have it up, but I would love to see like the 2-year projection of draft order with this game. All the freaking NFL studs that are in this game tonight, when you look at, because Miami, and we talked about Miami, they have just as much talent as anybody in football, anybody in the country. When you talk about player for player, I don't want to go depth and all those things. I'm talking about the guys that are going to factor in. They got first round talent on both lines of scrimmage, which is one of those things where you're going to win more than you lose if you have those kind of players. So, it's going to be exciting tonight.
Well, this is a fascinating matchup between those two teams. We're going to talk about it, but you did mention it is New Year's Eve. It feels weird saying that still being the morning hours. I don't know why. It feels like I don't use the term New Year's Eve until it's evening or closer to it. Do you have plans? Will you stay up till midnight and do like a thing?
You know, it's different because last year was a little, you know, we had a party. I don't allow my wife to do anything, but she could have her friends and some of our friends and family over. And it was fine and everything, until, you know, the food got there, which I didn't cook. One of her people cooked it, and it was, let's just say it wasn't good, Abe. So I'm glad I made dinner for the others.
See
and everything
where you're
like
headed?
That. Yeah, it was awful. And so this year, you know, the kids are talking about, it came to me last night, hey, Dad, we're doing something for New Year's. I'm like, doing something? How y'all going to come doing something? Y'all ain't got no jobs, no nothing. Y'all got is the money that Daddy and Mommy gave y'all for Christmas. But no, we're just going to hang out. We usually sit up and watch the Rockin' Eve and all that stuff. And then I'm usually in the bed depending on, you know, how I, you know, depending on how much liquid yeah. that liquid drink in yeah. me to lay down. But the biggest thing was because I've been texting her all morning is that I'm trying to talk her off this like fireworks edge right now.
That was going to be my next right question.
Now. And she's on it. She just sent me a picture. I'm like, no, it's going to be cold. It's going to be after midnight, which, I just don't feel – because I have to light the fireworks. They're not going to be out there. I don't want to allow them to light fireworks without me out there present. So that means I have to be out there and light them. I don't want to do that, Abe. So I had to I had to bargain with my woman, the woman who I will give my life for, that I said, no fireworks tonight, and I will – then we can have a 4th of July party because that's all they wanted to do anyway. So I got to have a 4th of July party. So, guys, keep your calendar open. I know we don't work that day. It's on a Friday. We're having a 4th of July party at the McMichael House, so I don't have to do fireworks tonight.
I will have just run the Petri. I'll be able to drink.
There you go.
So how about that?
You dehydrate. I have some liquid IVs and everything for you.
I just ordered two of them.
Yeah.
two new variety packs.
Yeah, so I will have some for you.
I don't historically have, like, a necessity of getting to midnight, but with a football game, it makes it so much easier. Like, if there was no football game tonight and it's just me trying to fight my way to midnight, it wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen. But with a football game tonight, you mentioned Miami, Ohio State, Cotton Bowl. We'll probably get pretty close. How's Nico do with the fireworks?
He's cool.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Chipper used to be cool. No, now she's super skittish. It's
Libby.
It's
Miss Libby and Neighbor Bob's. They're dogs. And they got big Great Dane Cole, and then they are real. So when we do fireworks, we give them a heads up and everything.
Yeah.
So you know to do what they have to do to calm the dogs.
Someone was shooting fireworks off yesterday.
I believe that.
What are we doing?
I mean, there's still going to be people that's going to shoot out fireworks. There's a neighborhood right behind
it's like
9 ours.
9 o'clock.
There's a neighborhood right behind ours that are always going to shoot fireworks. So it's going to be somebody shooting out fireworks tonight. It just won't be coming from the McMichael household.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yes.
Looking for fireworks in that Cotton Bowl. You've got that one game tonight, 7:30 on ESPN, Miami and Ohio State. And then you got the triple header tomorrow, which wraps up, of course, with Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. But you've got Oregon and Texas Tech early, noon, in the Orange Bowl. You've got Alabama-Indiana in the Rose Bowl at 4 o'clock, and then Ole Miss-Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. Let's just start here, kind of a brief overview, and we'll have plenty of time to really break some of these games down. Georgia's the only game you could kind of only, and I know anything can happen. I understand that. Is that the only game you can only see going one way?
No. Well, I mean, obviously, I think Georgia's going to win. Georgia's going to win this game because Georgia's better than Ole Miss, and we got all the numbers and everything like that. But I think that, I have a hard time, and I understand new climate, the season that this team has had.
Yeah.
To say that Indiana is a touchdown favorite of Alabama.
It's
hold on, Abe. It's just a hard, and I understand it's more brand recognition than anything. Indiana is very damn good and deserving to be the number one team. The biggest thing about this game, there's supposed to be rain, and it's going to be raining in Southern California and all those different things. Indiana can run the football.
Yeah.
Can Alabama find a way to run the ball if the rain is going to be a factor in the game?
I guess maybe I should reshape the question a little bit because I wouldn't be surprised if Alabama beat Indiana or Indiana beat Alabama. I wouldn't be surprised if Miami or Ohio State won. I wouldn't be surprised if Oregon or Texas Tech won. I'd be really surprised if Ole Miss beat Georgia. Oh, I'd be really surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. They got the one thing that gives Georgia's defense problems always has. This Kirby Smart scheme is the dual threat quarterback, a quarterback that can move his legs and run with the football and get out of the pressures that Georgia likes to bring. I think like Trinidad Chambliss is a bad dude.
Yeah,
that's a bad. I know we were talking about him yesterday and talking and trash and everything like that, but this dude's a bad dude, and he gave Georgia fits when they first in that first service, his first SEC road start, and he handled it. Now, Georgia got the clamps on them later on, and they were able to – because if Georgia doesn't score on all their possessions, this game was different. But Georgia's offense was so good. They ran the hell out of the football. And then we could talk about Gunner. It was 12-12 in the second half. Obviously, lost in Lucky, got three touchdowns. I mean, it was an amazing offensive performance. That's when the defense, in my opinion, grew up. And you look at, the way that they've been flying around. What was the biggest thing? The first – 8 games, 8 sacks. They had 8 sacks the first 8. They have 12 since in the final 5 games. So, that just shows you the improvement in what they're doing defensively. So, I just think that for Ole Miss to beat Georgia today, Georgia has to help them. They have to have turnover and things like that, and Chambliss has to play lights out because it's going to be one of those things where he's the type of quarterback that has genuinely given them problems. Now, they have a big-time running back who they didn't give the ball to a lot last game because of, you know, the way Georgia plays the run. Lacy, I guess he was banged up coming in. Sounds like he's ready to go. So I think of all of them, that's going to be the one. That one right there down there in the Sugar Bowl at night, it's just going to be a great game.
Yeah, and the one thing for me is if you're Georgia, it really both teams, I don't think you can expect to get zero stops. From the opposite side. Like if you're Georgia, I don't think you go into this game expecting to score on every possession. And I think the same feel for Ole Miss is you probably don't feel you have to score on every possession. You're going to get a stop here or there. You would think. Yeah. You would feel that way. Maybe it turns out differently. I stand differ from you on Indiana and Alabama. It's a very fair point, and it may turn out to play out that way. I don't think the moment's too big for them.
I don't either.
I think this is a different squad, and I think you're right. They're getting caught up in the brand. They're getting caught up in this, quote, losingest program in college football history pre-Cignetti.
It's a different time.
It is a different time. Yes. I also just think Cignetti has done such a good job of dialing their focus in, of noticing in practice when effort's not where it needs to be, and essentially doing what we've seen and recently heard Kirby Smart do, rip his guys when they need to be ripped in practice.
Well, I mean,
he's done that.
They all come from the same guy, you know.
That's
and
fair.
So they understand that as far as, you know, all being under Nick Saban and those things like that. The thing with them is that they're well balanced. They're tough as hell in the trenches. And the thing about it, they have a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback.
Yeah.
Now, his thing is that I know there's all these stats out there how he's played against better conference, better teams and all those things. Hasn't had his best game. Well, it's not necessarily been bad, but it hasn't been elite against some of the other opponents. I say the same thing.
Right. What if they asked him to do in those games? Because you can lead defense first like you did against Oregon.
And that's the thing about it is how was the game being called? And so I think Mendoza is a damn good quarterback. The biggest thing with Bama, can they protect Ty Simpson? If they can protect him, Ty's good enough to – and they have good enough weapons to be able to move the ball up and down the field. Tight end's coming back, I think, in this game. Jam Miller's back. But if the weather is there, can Alabama find a way to run the football?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be one of the keys. Can they take some of that pressure off of Ty Simpson? Because he has to do so much. And he's, in my opinion, he's capable of doing it. But they got to figure out a way to try to find some balance if they're going to win this game. But, yeah, the reason I said it, it's just a brand thing. Like,
yeah, sure.
Indiana – in Alabama, and Alabama's is an underdog. It's still crazy to me, but yet I can't argue with it because Indiana has had one of the best seasons. They are well coached. They have a veteran quarterback. They have weapons on the outside. They got some good ass receivers.
Well, they'll get Omar Cooper back.
A lot of credit for how good they are on the outside. So yeah, they got some stuff going for them, man. But I just want to know this rain how it's going to affect the game play. I think Indiana will play better than Alabama because I haven't seen Alabama run the ball.
And the Orange Bowl at noon tomorrow there, Texas Tech, man. Mm-hmm. They're almost Indiana light in terms of people maybe not paying enough attention to them over the course of the season. I know the linebacker Rodriguez has got a number of some notoriety over the recent couple of weeks in terms of he should be higher up in awards and this guy might be the best player in college football and all that. That defense is crazy good.
Yes, it is.
They paid for it to be good, and they are. Don't sleep on their offense either. They're routinely putting up 40, 50 points as well.
But it depends on who they're playing because they
defense leads to offense for them.
I mean, they're very good too. Don't get me wrong. Offense.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And somebody texted Dick. Kick a lot of field goals, Abe. They kick a lot of field goals, and this will be the most physical team that Texas Tech has played.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the most physical team they've played.
It's also the first time in essentially 2 months where their quarterback, Baron Morton, didn't have a boot on over the course of the week.
Yes.
He's closest to 100% as he's been since before his injury. So that one, we're going to talk more about these college football games throughout and maybe get some more detail about a couple of these games and matchups, but really, really good matchups for the quarterfinals that do start tonight. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We got what's trending coming up. And then Dave Archer is going to join us at 11:40. You're going to want to stick around for that as we turn to the page to week 18 for the Atlanta Falcons. He is Randy McMichael. I'm Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker. It is the Midday Show. Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.